Hello? Yeah?
Who? Jack Benny. I'm sorry, Jack. I can do nothing for you. I can't get you back on NBC. What? What? Oh, sure, Dennis Day is going to be here in a little while. How much am I going to pay him? Don't worry, Jack. I won't spoil him. I guarantee you that when Dennis Day walks out of here, he still won't know that people get money for singing. Goodbye, Jack.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Music Hall starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant and Lou Brings Orchestra and Al Guest.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Thank you. Folks, nobody ever sings the praises of the Vice President of the United States. So tonight, I'm going to sing a song for Alvin Barkley in his home state, Kentucky. Hit it, Lou.
Like all Kentucky boys, longing for city joys, I left the farm and started to roam. Like all Kentucky boys, sick of all city noise, I heard Kentucky calling me home. Any thrill you get when you are leaving doesn't touch the thrill when you return. You're saying, hello, Tucky. Tucky, hello. Hello, Tucky. Why did I go? What I've been through to get to you. Now I've found you. Let me put my arm around you. Shady bower, valleys and hills, bird is flower, nothing but thrill. I'm glad I went astray to get that kick of pain. Hello, Kentucky, hello. Katie Bauer, valley and hill, bird is flower, nothing but thrill. I'm glad I went astray to get that kick of pain. Hello, Tucky, hello.
Well, that must be Jack Benny again. Hello?
Hello, this is the radio survey. What program are you listening to?
I'm not listening to any program. This is Al Jolson. I'm on the air right now with my own show. I sing.
Gee, I haven't heard you.
Oh, wait a minute. You must have heard me. What are you doing when I'm singing?
Oh, I'm out in the kitchen eating cheese.
How do you like those radio surveys? You know what they'll do now since they called me? They multiply me by 8 million. That'll make 8 million Al Jolson. That's going to make it tough. We'll have to find 8 million Larry Parkers.
What's the matter, Al? You look a little upset.
Oh, hello, Oscar. I was just annoyed by a call from the radio survey. They wanted to know what program I was listening to.
Well, you know, Al, there's an awful lot of things that can throw those surveys off.
Yeah?
Why, last Tuesday night, the girl from the Hooper survey called me.
Yeah.
When she found out who I was, we spent the next half hour talking about music. And Bob Hope's program dropped 6 points.
Well, all I know, Oscar, is that the Hooper people never called my home in my entire life.
Don't forget, Al, during the first 40 years of your life, there were no telephones.
Oscar, there weren't any radios either. When you wanted to sing, you got out of the stage and let go. Just like they're still doing on Broadway today.
Please don't try to be subtle, Al. Go ahead and sing.
Okay, Oscar. Now, here's a song that's so new that under normal circumstances, I wouldn't sing it for another 20 years, you know. It's called Why Can't You Behave? From the Cole Porter Show, Kiss Me, Kate.
Why After all the things you told me, and the promises that you gave, oh, why can't you behave?
Oh, behave, baby. Baby, behave.
Why can't you be good and do just as you should? Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? Why can you behave?
Oh, baby, behave, will you?
There's a farm I know near my old hometown. Where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in this world I crave. But oh, why can't you behave?
Behave, baby.
Folks, a famous poet wrote these words. Love cannot endure indifference. It needs to be wanted. Like a lamp, it needs to be fed out of the oil of another's heart, or its flame burns low. It's a thought like this that a composer sets to music to bring about a beautiful love song like this.
Marquita, Marquita, I still hear you calling me back to your arms once again. I still feel the spell of your last kiss upon me. Since then life has all been in vain. All I have been sadness without you, Marquita. Each day finds me lonely and a blue. My poor heart is broken. I want you, Marquita. I need you, Marquita, I do.
About this radio survey business. If the Hoover Report shows that a program doesn't have many listeners, the sponsor discontinues it.
Yeah, I know all that. What about it, Oscar?
Well, what if they use the Hoover on everything? A man would come home, ask his wife where the children are, and she'd say, "I'm sorry, they weren't very popular this week, so I discontinued them."
It could happen, Oscar.
Gee, I hope the survey thing never hits the musical field. If they found that people didn't listen to the piano, I'd end up playing first washboard for Spike Jones.
Oscar, don't worry. Really, don't worry about the radio survey. Just remember, there are 66 million radio sets in this country. That means for every set, there are 2.5 people.
Listening. I hope it's the half with the ears.
Oscar, for your information, when you play, everybody listens.
Yeah, I thought I had a bigger audience than that. However, if during the following number you are called by the radio survey, tell them you're listening to Oscar Levant playing the Chopin E-flat Nocturne.
Mr. Benny, this is Dennis Day. Yes, Mr. Benny, I looked all over. I went all through your old dressing room. No, I don't think Mr. Jolson would steal it. Besides, I asked the janitor, and he said he couldn't believe you ever had a toupee with a crew cut. Oh, he hung up on me.
You're having some trouble, Dennis?
Yeah, Mr. Benny's mad because they won't let him come into NBC since he went over the wall.
Well, maybe he's not happy on that other network.
Oh, he's happy, all right, but he doesn't know he's dealing with an imposter.
Dennis, who's the imposter?
Well, Mr. Benny's always talking about a fella named Paley who's supposed to be the head man.
Yeah?
But everybody knows Eisenhower's the head of Columbia.
Dennis, Harry Cohn is head of Columbia. Now, before we get any more involved, you better sing.
Okay.
A little bird only that you love me, and I believe that you do. This little bird also told me I was falling, falling for no one but you. There's no use denying, I might as well confess, of all the girls I know, dear, I'm sure I love you best. The little bird told me we'd be happy, and I believe that is true.
A little bird told me we'll be married, and that ain't said at 82. This little bird also told me when we're married, we'll have a pretty cottage not too far, all fenced in like a movie star. Great thing pup, we'll call him Ace, lying there by the fireplace. Even a nursery painted blue. All this and Social Security too. Told me I'll be married, and I believe that it's true. Yes, I believe that it's true. That's strictly for the birds.
Dennis, that was wonderful. It was great. In fact, it was marvelous.
It was?
Yes.
See, now I wish I'd listened.
You should have. You should have. You might have enjoyed it. Oh, by the way, Dennis, have you met Oscar Levant?
Oh, no, I haven't. How do you do, Mr. Levant?
Hello, Dennis. I'm very glad to meet you.
Gee, I must be desirable. Everybody I meet says the same thing.
Well, you sang wonderfully.
Oh, thank you. You know, I put everything I had into that song.
Well, you better get it back. I don't think you can spare it.
Now, wait a minute, Oscar. Don't be a bully. Pick on someone whose brains are your own size.
I apologize, Dennis. I want you to know that I have the greatest respect for your singing talent. And that comes from a fellow musician.
Gee, who is he? I'd like to meet him.
It must be great to be such a naive schnook.
Oh, yes, it is. If I had any brains, I wouldn't have two shows.
Dennis, look, when you came over the music hall today, you said you had a proposition for me. Now, what was it?
Well, I was thinking maybe you and I could change places. I've even been practicing to follow in your footsteps.
Dennis, do you think your feet will fit in Al Jolson's footsteps?
Oh, sure. I soak my feet in prune juice so they'll be wrinkled.
I think your head has been soaked in something, too. Dennis, look. I don't understand why you want to leave Jack Benny and change places with me.
Well, I want to change places with you because NBC has prettier page girls.
Why, Dennis. Dennis, I didn't know you knew anything about girls.
I didn't, but I heard rumors, so I investigated. Pissed off.
You know, Dennis, it would do you good if you started going steady with a girl.
Oh, no. I went steady with a girl and I almost proposed to her.
Well, why didn't you propose?
I heard that sort of thing can lead to marriage.
Dennis, what's the matter with marriage?
Keeps you from being single.
Take it from a man who knows. And I know that. Don't come here next Thursday. As I say, take it from a man who knows, there's nothing wrong with marriage.
But if I got married, Mr. Jolson, in no time at all, I'd have a couple of kids.
Well,
and my kids would have kids of their own, and there I'd be married to a grandmother.
That's silly.
No, it isn't. I've never seen a grandmother I care to be married to.
Dennis, look. You're a naive schnook. Listen. Let me explain it to you. Everyone needs romance.
Yeah?
Now you're in love with a girl.
Yeah?
It's wonderful.
Yeah?
Honestly, you caught her. Go places, and then comes the day you get married, and she changes her name to yours.
Oh, I wouldn't want that.
Why?
People would say, hello, Dennis, and I wouldn't know whether they meant me or my wife.
Dennis, look, you don't understand. Your wife would take your last name.
Well, my last name was McNulty.
Well, I didn't mean that.
See, if we went to a party, we'd be introduced as Mr. Dennis Day and his wife, Mrs. McNulty.
Dennis, do me a favor, will you? Stay single.
Oh, I wanted to get married. Once I even asked the girl's father for permission to marry her.
What did he say?
Nothing. He just kept banging his head against the wall.
Well, you know the old saying. It's better to have loved and lost than to get married and take a still bigger loss. But, Dennis, I can't give you any more advice. maybe it would help you to make up your mind about girls, you know, if you went to Earl Carroll's and saw the bubble dancer there.
Oh, I saw her, and she had a very clean-cut face.
Face? Didn't you look at the rest of her?
What do you think I am, a peeping Tom?
How did we get into this discussion anyway?
Well, I was talking about changing jobs with you, but now I know I couldn't leave Mr. Benny. By his bushy eyebrows, his wavy hair, and his fluttering eyelashes, they're all part of me now.
A part of you?
Yes, I sat down on them while the glue was still wet.
Well, I really don't think you should leave Benny either. You know, to get ahead in show business, I had to spend years on the stage, many more years in pictures and radio. And now, after 45 years of hard work, I'm a success.
Didn't take me that long.
Well, you're lucky, Dennis. You never went through what I did. The many disappointments.
Oh.
Right in the middle of my career, I became very sick. I had to spend a long time in the hospital. Why, one day I almost died. My whole life flashed before my eyes. Now, Larry Parks was playing the part.
I know how you feel, Mr. Jolson. Maybe it'll cheer you up if I sing.
It'll cheer me up more if I sing. Let's see now. What'll it be?
I don't know, but hurry up. I'm not long for this world.
Well, Dennis Cassidy, what do you say you and I do an Irish song, eh?
That'll be fine. Sing me favorite. I've come to take you home, Kathleen. The bar is closing anyway.
No, I have a better one, me boy. Stand back and watch out that nobody throws Blarney Stone now.
Oh, that I will, me boy. That I will.
When Irish eyes are smiling, should it be like a morning stream in the lilt of Irish laughter? You're gonna hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are a smile, they'll steal your heart away.
Folks, if Mr. Hooper took a survey on love, he'd find that they sing about it more than anything else. Love songs come and go, but here's one that never left.
Sailing soul, sailing soul. Everyone is saying you don't love me, sailing soul. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me, sailing soul. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying,
but everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying. So
good night, everybody.
This is Ken Carpenter saying good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.